The idea was generated about 20 years ago because the Literacy Council's main goal is to help teach adults how to read. Some very wise and knowing individuals thought we have to keep money coming into this agency because our services are free.
Okay.
And so we have to generate income in some manner. And so what great fun fundraiser could we do? People said, you know what, children vie in spelling bees. Why can't adults? And I think that simple idea just blossomed into what has become our number one primary fundraiser for the Literacy Council. And that's kind of launched the very, very first adult three-team spelling bee.
It's such a clever idea. Is this run like a children's spelling bee?
Very similar, except that this spelling bee, the teams actually get the spelling words ahead of time, which is
unlike. Okay.
And you might think it's a cheat sheet, but let me tell you, these are the most ridiculous, most grueling spelling words I have ever seen in my life, and I won't even try to embarrass myself by trying to pronounce even one of them. And
I'm so glad. I thought you were going to ask me one on air. You're expecting as many as 20 teams, and people really have a lot of fun with this. Tell me about some of the more memorable teams and costumes and themes that you've seen
during the past 20 years. Oh, my gosh. Well, naturally, because of the word bee, some of the teams do try to outdo themselves by being the biggest and the best bee, the looking bee that there can be.
Are people allowed to ask questions like, may I have the origin of the word, or can you use it in a sentence? You said they got a cheat sheet.
Oh, absolutely, yes. Well, when people get their words, that's all they get. They get to do their own homework on looking up how to pronounce the word. But when they come up to the microphone, all three members of the team come up to the microphone, they hear the word. They may ask all kinds of questions about the word. Because let's take the word flower, for example.
Mm-hmm.
That has several different spellings.
Right.
So if you just hear that word and you don't catch it, you need to ask, could I have a definition of that word? And see, that's going to change the spelling of the word. You need
to
say, hey.
Stay on your toes.
That's right.
It sounds like you might be able to get a curveball question. I'd be the one saying, is that flower with a W? Can you spell that for me?
That's right. That's the whole point of the spelling bee. Not only do people want to vie to be the first place team, but to have so much fun.
There's still time to register a team for the Adult Spelling Bee. You can find out how to get details on our website at wnku.org under local news. Susan Velardo, thank you.
Thank you so much.